This one question in the halakha, a case came up where people were at a wedding. There was many people sitting in the sa'uda. They sat down together. They had bread. They were all eating. It was a seated affair, so everything was together. And now they were about to make the zimun. So there was the people sitting at the dais, one of the rabbis, was going to make the zimun, but there's no way that everybody's going to be able to hear him. So he took a microphone, and he said, Havla v'nevrich, makala kadisha, etc., b'reshutchem, shamayim. So the question was, can you be yotze zimun over a microphone? Because if you say you actually have to hear the guy's voice that's making the zimun, so you can't hear his voice, you're only hearing it through a microphone. So in that case, Hacham Avadya holds, it's better that everybody makes zimun at their own table. Instead of making a zimun klali with a microphone, unless you would be able to hear his voice without the microphone. And he's just using the microphone to enhance it. But even if he wouldn't use it, you'd be able to hear the zimun, the guy in the back, then it's no problem. But we're talking about where only the first two tables would be able to hear him without a microphone, and the rest of the people are relying on the microphone. So again, the halakha in that case is, only if, in that case, it's better to make zimun separately, each table by themselves. However, bidi'avad, if let's say they heard it from the microphone, the zimun counts, bidi'avad. If they did it, it's okay, but they shouldn't do it like a tahila. Each place, each one should make it by themselves.